Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. I like my own song. Hey, I think I'm a good singer and I'm a good radio host. I think so. This is my show, and almost 4 years in this chair, which I'm enjoying very, very much. And again, LA Talk Radio, one of the bestest radio stations in the world, home like for me and my guests. And today, Ilona Europa, Monday, 6 till 7. Pacific Time, Channel 1, always with very, very cool, interesting guests. And because the name of the show is Accent On, I have an accent, and my guests mostly have one too. From time to time, we have people speaking beautiful English with beautiful English accent, which means they have an accent to us. To me, for sure. That's why I have no problem to have a lot of beautiful English speakers people. And I'm calling them accented very heavily into my ears and to your ears too. But today, today this is one of those accent on that is a perfect one. I am from Poland and my two guests, they need to just tell us where they are from. But that's one of those accents on the best, on the accent and in people's lives. One of my guests is my friend, and he is here maybe fourth times already. Some of people who were watching The Best of Poland and Europe on the camera show, maybe they could also recognize his face because we had on a camera shows too. And another gentleman for the first time on Accent On, and he has a cool accent. I don't think so. I had anybody from his country. Okay, enough of magic. Let's maybe first introduce my friend. Who are you? Could you tell us?
My name is Adi Spector. I was born in Poland. I'm an actor and a filmmaker.
Between Poland and America, you are this actor and producer, and you lived not only in these two countries.
Yes, I lived in Israel for 11 years as well.
And you speak fluently, yes?
Yes, Hebrew. I do. I actually graduated university over there, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem.
Wow. And you speak Polish? You speak Russian, probably?
I speak Russian. I speak Polish. I speak a little bit of English.
People, you know what? You will be recognizing this face very, very soon. I'm not saying, because he can say whatever he can say. And I will not say nothing more because I know nothing. But I know that when we see Adi in a movie, boy, we'll remember his face forever. Ever. And he will tell us, because obvious, your face is already known, then I want this to be described from your mouth to people's ears. Let's introduce my second guest for the first time on Accent On, highly recommended by another friend of mine, Jeremiah. But what is your name?
Hi, everybody. My name is Diego, Juan Diego Hidalgo is my full name, but...
I love it. One more time. So this accent is so like... I can listen to you singing already. One more time.
My whole name is Juan Diego Hidalgo, but everybody call me Diego.
How cool.
Everybody likes Diego. I think is simpler.
Yeah, when I wrote to your email, I'm like, which name I can do that is the right name, name?
Actually, my full name is... Juan Diego Martin Hidalgo Cosio. So it's too long that everybody says, okay, you know
I
what?
Think parents loved you a lot. They were like Diego. So confused. he could be this and this and this. Is this normal in Peru to have so many names?
Yes, my brother has one more name also. So he has four names. Yeah, some is kind of typical in, you know, South America.
I had a lot of names too because I was divorced twice. And then I was born in another name, and then I put... another name into my stage name, Europa. Then I am like so understanding your reasoning behind many, many names. Although it's very hard to change all these banking accounts and all of this stuff. It's like, wow. Anyway, okay. Very colorful show because we have a very creative gentleman and we have also creative men, marketing and business owner, which I think people, when people say business, this is like, can be probably boring, but not at all. To you and really not to me because I met you through Jeremiah. Could you describe who is our friend?
Well, this is my good friend Jeremiah. I know him for 9 years already.
Jeremiah Higgins. Yes. Hi, Jeremiah. I know you're in New York opening another successful restaurant that hopefully ones will go and eat there. Yes. And he was here 2 or 3 weeks before he left to New York. Then you met him nine years ago.
Yeah, 9 years ago we started working in the, because he's a consultant for hospitality business. And we worked together in one project first. Then I started working with him in several different projects because he has a lot of different customers.
Yeah.
And also in my side, I'm working in my own agency. I'm an advertising agency for the Hispanic market also. And at the same time, specializing in consulting for Hispanic business owners that they want to, you know, understand more how this new world for them is going, you know.
Your life is... I will say very cool and very typical for all of us who came from another country and just living in America and making successful life for ourselves. It's not easy,
no.
But we feel always successful if one more day goes happy for us and we think like we are one step ahead instead of four steps behind all of the people who naturally have easier in America. Then you came from Peru and you have an accent.
Yes.
We still didn't tell people name of your business, Diego.
Yes.
Then let's do that.
All right. My business is Marketing Solutions. So I have my website is marketingsolutionsca.com. Actually, I create this as a blog more than a website because I like to try to, you know, deliver my knowledge to the Hispanic people. They're asking and wondering.
It's much easier. I like it. You know, I went there. I'm like, wow, this is all in Spanish. Then, of course, you know, I was able to push buttons and translate it all of this. But yeah, I was seeing cool, short, more descriptive, straight to the point. It's not like a website. Nobody likes websites anymore anyway. Good for you. Something new.
It's more trying to, you know, try to help business owners to understand marketing as the, you know, a professional way to do it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many opportunities here in America for them. Just they need to apply some techniques, some tools, marketing tools for make their business even, you know, bigger, you know. It's something that I like to do for them.
To me, the starting, and I also was a part of very, very cool self-starters book by Julie Miller, Dr. Julie Miller, and is on Amazon, and she wrote about me in one of chapter of the book, and trust me, people, most of people who the write-up was about, they are multimillionaires, and I was the one creative one who somehow survives in America doing my life my way and still smiling, you know what I'm saying, feeling really pretty good about myself and country that I'm really living in. Then I know how tough and how hard it is to start. Everybody has an idea, but when you come from another country, you practically know nothing. And I will go back, Adi, to you, because you will remind us how hard it really was for you to, from your dream to accomplishing certain things that we won't scream about on accent on show, and we will in a moment, because you really, really are successful right now. But it's not easy. But having somebody being scared, Diego, and coming to the country, and even when they have money or little money, they can have some bank helping them, and they have idea, and what?
Yeah, well, my point of view, I see people, like everybody is coming with a dream. Everybody has a dream, right?
Yeah.
This is the country where all our dreams can make be true. You can make it here. But when you came here, there's this is another world. It's different. I mean, it's not like our countries. So we need to adapt. We need to fight every day for what we want. And also, we have the opportunity here that for business entrepreneurs, you know, make a business is sometimes easy than in our own countries. But the thing is that we have, you know, that ability to create a business, a legal business here. But then what? We need to start thinking about an accounting, about a financial, about a marketing. There's a lot of different things we need to start.
Mr. Diego, does this mean that you are the one who can help people in this maze of crazy numbers games? And
yes,
I'm the one who needs help because I'm blonde. I'm learning to be independent woman. Not easy to be independent woman, understand. I read the paper and I think I do understand contracts or something, but really I don't.
Yes.
I really don't. And to knowing that is somebody like you who maybe we can call, where we can call, who do we can call? Can we get your number on the accent on? Okay.
I'll give you my number is 562-500-4757. That's my direct number.
Beautiful. Obviously, this show will be ready for downloads and forever until I'm on this radio station. Then people can always find you here. They can always find you on my Accent On page with all the links for your business. Then they will learn a little bit more or remember. But I still would love to know if you have... How this perfectly will look. If I am coming from Poland, and do I need to have a money or do I need to have an idea? How much money or how little money I can have to knock to your door and say, help, I have a dream. Because no small business, no small idea is a small idea. It can create something bigger.
Yeah, every business starts from, you know, from a small idea and become a huge successful in the future, you know. That depends on how passionate you have for your business, what is your vision especially, how focused you are in your idea.
I'm very focused. I don't have too much money. I have ideas every day different. That's what was always headache in my past. Everybody said, oh my gosh, she woke up again and she'll wind up to have another idea. But I'm very persistent. If I pick something, boom, I know I'm a very good partner.
Yes.
I'm calling you. Again, your number?
Yes, 562-500-4757.
Beautiful. And then we are starting conversation. What question will you be asking your potential client first?
Well, first I need to know them. I need to know them, what is the experience in this particular, you know, niche in the market. I need to know what is their goals for the future. What experience they have doing marketing or professional, you know, activities in the business, and then I start building my suggestion for them, depending on what their goals
are. Do you build a business plan with them?
A business plan for them, but most of the time I like to focus on marketing. Marketing is my strong.
This is like artists who doesn't have manager or agent. We could dream, but. We can say agency cannot live without an actor, yes, or artist. What do you think, Adi? Can we exist without managers and agents? Can we?
We can, but
it's easier when we have somebody.
Well, when we're creating our own projects, we definitely can because we are the ones that are in charge, you know. Everything's up to you.
But, okay, do you think we can really expand ourselves to without somebody else outside help that gives us the real pointers?
As an actor, there's a certain level that you cannot get into unless you have an agent because you won't be able to have an access to certain projects, obviously.
Of course, and somebody needs to pitch stuff, somebody needs to give you direction, somebody needs to tell you, hey, that's the guy to know I met at this person in this party. You can run everywhere and be creative and, you know, and do all these things that we're not supposed to do as an artist.
Right, you know. But if you, either you pay the money or you do it yourself. That's how it works.
Yes, and that's what is it. I think when it comes to business, Diego, I think it's smarter to really hopefully find person like you who hopefully will start with even the smallest budget to really focus client on how to start, to begin.
Well, there's two different stages because I help in new starters and people that already have a business. when you are new, you are starter in the business, there's different things you need to think about it first. You know, you need to know what product you want to sell or service you have to produce, what is your initial budget, how much of that budget is going to be for, you know, marketing services, consulting services, accounting, etc. But when you have already a business running, it's not easy because they already have the business running, and I just need to make adjustment, because here in America the market is so huge that people start getting business and making money, but there's the moment it's like when you're running,
and
then what? It's like all mess. You need to organize your business. You need to create an organigram. You need to create a function for the people. You need to create a budget. You need to see, what do you want to do with my marketing?
And sometimes when people think they are successful, they think this will stay this way. And especially in a hospitality business, you have restaurants who are open, they're booming for 2-3 years, and then like, going down. And a lot of people are very arrogant, and they think, oh, that's how we'll be. We have a client, they'll always come back. Yes. And somebody from outside need to come and shake this world and say, man, or you start saving, or you adjust.
Now is risky. That is risky. It's risky because the market is changing a lot every day, especially with customers. They're getting access to more information now. They can compare more products. They can compare more services. And you have to be really competitive in that area.
Yeah.
But on the other side, you have the advantage now that marketing is getting more accessible for small businesses. So small businesses can start, you know, developing campaigns, local campaigns in social media, in websites, online development, etc. And it's not a bit that cost as in the past when you're gonna do some advertising in newspapers, radio, or local TV. That things were expensive.
Yes.
Now it's more affordable.
Okay. And also, if somebody comes to you and say, "Okay, I don't speak well English," you know, I don't know too much about social media, and I don't think so with my language skills I can, you know, expand to American market. Can you help them with that too?
Yes, we do. Actually, I have a very, very good team behind me. I'm not alone, because you can do everything by yourself.
No, yeah.
I have a team behind me. I have a really, really good team of web developers. They're working with not just here in America. They have also developing in Europe, so different languages. So we have that ability to create for different languages in different countries, because now with the globalization, this is amazing. You can do anything you want at an affordable price. And also we have community managers, a team of community managers. I have web designers, we have graphic designers, I have copywriters. There's a lot of people. It's like an orchestra, you know. You need to.
That's a cool.
Yeah. You need
this conductor and a lot of instruments, but better they play clean and no bad notes there.
Yeah, they have, you know, they have the lyrics and everything, and you put the music for them.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Oh, I like that. Oh, how poetical this is. No businessman described the hard business this way. That's a very nice picture in my head. I love this side of the business. It plays like an orchestra. Sounds great. Okay, again, we are talking to
Juan Diego Hidalgo. Diego, for my friends and everybody who's hearing me right now, my company is Marketing Solutions, and my phone is 562-500-4757.
And to make everybody who listens to Accent on LA Talk Radio understanding that really he's from Peru and he speaks perfectly fluently Spanish, please do the same in Spanish right now. Who are you?
Okay, para mis amigos que hablan español, mi nombre es Juan Diego Hidalgo. Diego para mis amigos. Mi compañía se llama Marketing Solutions. Mi teléfono es 562-500-4757.
And what can you do for this market?
For the
can speak Spanish. What can you do for Spanish market?
Para el mercado en español, todas las personas que quieran entrar al mercado americano y quieran conocer más el mercado americano, nosotros podemos darle todo el conocimiento de cómo funciona el mercado, cómo la gente compra aquí en Estados Unidos y cómo realmente se hace la publicidad en Estados Unidos.
Hello, people. This is not Spanish Station. But you know what? I think we all understand what Diego is saying. Mm-hmm. He's just saying that if you want to enter this market and it happened that you are speaking Spanish and from any country that you want, and also he has people who can help not only Spanish-speaking people. Yes, Spanish. Come contact him. We had phone numbers that we already gave away, name of his business. And for right now, we'll give maybe people 3 minutes to listen to some songs, and then we'll be talking a little bit to our, I can call him star, because he's a big actor and winner, and we'll talk about it too. Adi, I cannot wait. Okay, what we'll be listening to? We'll be listening to, maybe to my daughter. You know Natasha? You know very well my daughter. You know my beautiful daughter. So it's like a family radio show. But today, I think because you know my daughter, let's play Natasha, Listen Up. Natasha and Mira, Listen Up.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow.
She sings so well. Yay, Natasha Mira, Listen Up. Thank you for her voice. Yes, and thank you for a little break. Listen up, people. Now we are talking to Adi. Adi, one more time, your name, and if you can give us a short version of your bio. I have your website open up in front of me. I can read everything, but it's just very, very interesting that before you won what you won, and people will find out in a second. You really, really were working very, very hard on your success. And you have this narrow niche, also when it comes to filmmaking and directing, and I just love it. Because people think that they can do all, but really, if they can find the difference between I am director for with this niche, I am a businessman that is different in comparison to similar business, but really mine is so different. Find the niche, find something different. Then you will tell people much, much better than Adi, please, one more time, your name and very fast bio, and I want you to present what's going on in 2016. That was a good year for you. And
it was an amazing year.
Okay,
yes.
Who are you one more time?
Okay, my name is Adi Spector. I was born in Poland. I went to Israel. In 1988, I actually emigrated to Israel.
Alone,
yes. I was escaping.
He was a baby almost, young, very young boy.
Not really a baby, but thank you.
Yeah, you were young, young man. Here in America, people look at you like you are very young. And you decided to leave Poland.
Yeah, family. I wanted to leave Poland a long time ago. I mean, before I had a chance to actually leave because of the situation, because of the communists, and I didn't believe that there were opportunities for artists or even businessmen, anybody.
We were a pretty close country, pretty much
be a doctor or that's pretty much I think what I could. My parents were thinking that I'm gonna be a doctor. That's what I wanted me to be. So and
daddy and mama, nothing wrong with being a doctor, right, in Poland. Now, I think if you have this profession, you would be freaking so rich in my country.
Yeah.
People do well in Poland right now.
No, I mean, it wasn't where my heart was, obviously.
Of course.
So I went to a trip to Israel, and never came back. And then over there, I learned the language, studied in university, graduated economics and management in Hebrew University of Jerusalem, got myself a job. Basically, when I got there, I didn't know any Hebrew. I didn't have any money, so I had to survive. So the first thing I was thinking to do is to learn about money. That's why I chose.
And Diego was not there to call.
And Diego was not there.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And then, you know, I actually worked in Central Bureau of Statistics in Tel Aviv for a few years. And after a while, I just couldn't find myself. I needed to do something else. So I left everything. My contract actually ended in the Central Bureau of Statistics. And then I decided to make a leap and come to Los Angeles. So it was 17 years ago. I came here in $1,000 in my pocket. And that's how everything started.
You had 500 more than I had.
Right.
I know. Okay, yeah. But I knew where I was going. You probably had no idea what is waiting for you.
I didn't know, but I did know that I wanted to study acting. So I within 2 weeks, I enrolled in Strasbourg Institute of the Theater in Hollywood. And I loved it. I loved it. So I continue, I continue my education. I did 2 years of Meisner program and studied with different teachers and coaches and different techniques, and started to do some student films, some short films, and that's how I got better and better and better. And certain point, I mean, I did have an agent. I got an agent because I have an accent. I have a small niche, as you said.
Yes.
People with accent, Eastern Europeans, bad guys. Also, I exercise in the gym regularly.
He's a really good-looking man.
Oh, thank
you. He covered himself nicely with shirts and everything, but when you look and his body, ouch, not only you can kill with hands and your body, you also they use you to like get rid of people in the movies.
In
they
the
like
movies,
that.
Yes, yes, I usually play bad guys. And,
he's so warm outside of killing people in the movies.
Thank you. Yeah, so basically at a certain point, the career, the acting career can be pretty lonely sometimes in Los Angeles because you're waiting for somebody to call you for an audition, and as you know, there's thousands of people competing for the same role. So even when you get an audition, it's a success, and you still didn't get a role. So you go there and you're already happy that you got an audition. I didn't want to create work for myself. I didn't want to wait, and also create some work for my friends. So I started with producing films. producing few short films and so on. And at a certain point, I wanted to have more creative output, you know. I didn't, input actually into the film, because I wanted to be something out of my soul and not, you know, working on somebody else's project. So that's how I wrote my first script, and it was How to Rob a House, and I shot it on the iPhone 5S at the time, and it was very successful actually. I wasn't sure if it's gonna be good. And when I make my own films, I make sure actually not to cast myself in my niche. So I do everything that I want to do, not what other people want me to do. So I was playing a vampire actually in that one.
Okay, but you know, and this is so easy, because when you talk about your niche, you just say, oh, I was working on with iPhone, you know, in my hands, creating the movies. We really need to make people understand what he's saying, which people do. But he's creating movies, having the iPhone in his hands, and he is so successful. Okay, I see on the right of your website the awards. You just give us a little bit understanding.
Well, with the first film, How to Rob a House, I got a best screenplay award in Cinephone in Barcelona in the festival. Then we got second place on iPhone Film Festival in Beverly Hills. We got a runner-up prize in San Diego. There was an app which I actually used for Filmic, which is called Filmic Pro. They had a competition, so I won early bird competition for that one. And recently, actually this year, the film was made in 2014, but it's still running in festivals. And there is a festival in Transylvania, which is International Vampire Arts Film and Arts Film Festival in Transylvania, and we got Silver Stake Award, which is second place best film in the whole world, best vampire film in the whole world, which I was super happy.
This is so amazing, Adi. You are the sweetest man ever.
Thank you so much.
And I know you mentioned it's lonely in Los Angeles. Everybody dreams to be and living here and create, but the creativity can be very lonely process. And if everything's in your head, and obvious the bigger production requires so much money and so many people, coordination, something, you found your niche, and you know you are king of the castle. I have a chair. I have a chair. You know, like Borat will say, we have a chair, and you can really run the business from what your heart wants, what your brain wants, and your vision is perfectly how you want to be. And then you are recognized. I know I don't want to ask about financial success, because sometimes being very, very rich, you can make really not so good things, and very commercial, which is also success. Sometimes you can go and go and go and doing stuff that are really, like in song, you can compose and always need to be the one hit that breaks you to the business. Then people look back and they love everything what you did before. Ben, do you think you have something in the hands like that the movie, maybe the one they'll be talking about, is this the hit in your hands that can really open doors to much, much more opportunities?
Are we talking about the film of my production or the film that I'm in as an actor?
I will say about your production. I really
my production?
Yes.
Well, you see, with my second film, since this my second film also got already second award.
Oh, don't let's talk about that. That is very interesting.
Recently I went to Miami Short Film Festival, and
what is the title of the movie?
The title of the Miracle of Hanukkah.
Okay.
It's a miracle of Hanukkah, very unusual.
Tell us a little bit about idea for this movie.
I wanted to do the Jewish version of The Exorcist, actually. And that's how it came about.
That is scary.
Well, yes, but I didn't want it to be a horror.
Exorcist is not a horror.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to do something different, because everybody does, similar things. You can tell there are certain formulas to the films. I wanted to do something completely different. And since my first film was pretty successful, I wasn't as scared to take a chance to cross the line. So I connected in this film. Again, when I'm writing something, I'm trying to write something that also will challenge me as an actor, that shows different part of me, and that I will be able to use my skills, because even though I speak fluent Hebrew, I don't look like an Israeli. So I usually get cast as Eastern European. Right, so in this one, I just want to make sure that I will speak Hebrew in that one. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I obviously speak English as well in that. So That was the beginning of
but
it.
But you and didn't then say one thing, that this is not the really horror, like the, this is comedy?
It's a comedy.
I cannot really
believe it. It's a comedy, and it's actually it's a comedy that won in Miami Short Film Festival Best LGBTQ Film, because it's LGBT genre and... what else with this film?
We
were nominated in this with. I'm so happy because I wasn't sure. I took a big chance.
That's
with this film.
A big chance on everything.
Really big chance, because you know I'm connecting things that don't really usually connect in the films, and so I submitted to few LGBT film festivals. Actually, the film premiere in Warsaw. LGBT film festival, which was amazing. I went there since it was also an opportunity to visit Poland. That's where I was born, and the audience were laughing all the way through. And I was sitting there. You know, that's the best feedback you can get, because you don't have to ask people. You know, if they like the film, you can tell that they did enjoy it, and that's for me. It's the most important journey. You know, that people enjoy it, have fun, and could get disconnected from the reality for a little bit.
How long is this movie?
It's only 7 minutes. It's very, very short.
Did they laugh for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, or 3 minutes?
7 minutes from the get-go.
My gosh, people. I know everybody wants to see this movie.
Yeah.
And tell me why we cannot, or we can.
No, not yet. I mean, unless you get to the... unless you go to the festival that... screens the film right now, you won't be able to watch it. It was in LA during Polish Film Festival. It was screening in Santa Monica, so there was a chance for people in LA to watch it. It may be screened again somewhere in LA. I do not know.
Then what now? We still need to focus on the Miami, you winning this festival, because that's a story so cool that people who are inspired by whatever Diego says, because he came from another country and he's establishing himself and really doing pretty, pretty well. With me, not so bad too, you know. I'm living my funky life and having my own great show and writing, composing, and working with great artists who will think that I can do that too. I'm privileged. You are doing life your way, but you know, this is you create a 7 minutes shorts, then people are not used to going to movies and watching shorts, because it's not really movie theater like that people can sit and watch 10 of them or something.
You know, that's interesting, because actually the short film festivals do show those films.
Yeah, but there's only once a year or something. And
yeah,
you cannot
that's
go.
True. That's true.
And where is the channel that we can really like...
I'm not sure.
DirecTV doesn't do that?
No.
What's going on?
There's lots of... You know, I think the genres, I mean, the short film's going to be more and more popular because of...
I want to laugh for 7 minutes.
Of iTunes, you know.
Yes, I know.
YouTube.
God, thank you. God, thank
Vimeo, you.
Vimeo, you
know, those kind of...
Oh, we need a marketer like Diego who will discover that he loves movies.
Right.
That this is some channel that he needs to create for people like you who create this cool stuff. I don't know. Our job is to spread the news. And today, again, I'm celebrating with you because... you are a winner, and a few months ago
you
were here. We were listening about you and your projects and film festivals, but still winning something that you didn't expect. expect? Why you didn't expect that you on this festival that you win something?
Well, it's not specific festival for LGBT films. There was not really like genre that I could actually qualify for. Except they did have on the website. It said that they do want the films that made on the mobile device. So I sent it as a mobile film, and since they didn't get many of them, and there were it was also LGBT film, they put it in LGBT as an LGBT genre. And I wasn't actually, to be honest, you know, Miami is far, it's expensive, the ticket costs money, and I've never been there. But I wasn't sure if I should go to the film festival. But I did some research, and it's one of the five best short film festivals in the United States. By Movie Maker Magazine. They did some kind of research. So I decided to go, but I didn't expect to win. You know, I just went to see the festival, enjoy the good films.
See
the, you know, Miami. I got alligator ribs. I enjoy myself. Cuban food, Honduran food, Brazilian food. Went to the beach. Like a tourist.
Vacation,
and then right, and then I went to see the movies and hang out with the creative people, people from the festival. And I honestly forgot that there was an award show after the last screening, after the last day, because I was there for 7 days. I was there, the festival was November 14th till November 19th, and I was there the whole time. I watched almost every film because I wanted to support the filmmakers, but also it was interesting because the quality of the film was really, really, really good. So, you know, I was sitting there, and then the last screening, they said, please stay because there's going to be a award show and we're gonna give out the awards. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not gonna get anything. So I sat in the last row and I'm sitting there watching, enjoying myself and everything. And the last award was LGBT category, and the winner for this category is A Miracle of Hanukkah. I think you're here. Where are you? And I was like in the last row. I wasn't expecting it at all. It actually took me such a long time to get to the stage that I had to talk about how many restaurants I tried in there, and how, you know, they were telling my story of me visiting. And then I got there and I got an award, and I was actually speechless because I didn't prepare anything. I didn't think I'm going
to
thank somebody.
You need to thank yourself for everything.
You know.
Thank you for my talent. Thank you for my abilities. Thank you for my creativity. For my acting.
It's not really true because, you know, the filmmaking is a group team, you know, teamwork. I wouldn't be able to do it without my actors, without Scott Baker, my DP. He's amazing, you know. We understand each other so well. And, you know, mind you, I not only make the film, I mean, I not only direct it and produce it, I'm also in the film. And that film, I'm a lead actor and I'm there all the time. So I needed to know that I have someone that I can trust, because we didn't have time to all the time watch dailies, you know, what we just shot. So he knew what I was going for. I asked him if he got it. He said he got it. I was only looking at the actor's performance and was thinking how it fits the story and everything, give them adjustments, thinking what I'm doing as an actor, which is kind of a little schizophrenic, you know, because I was working with an actor, and now I'm working with him, and then I kind of like rewind his performance in my head to see what kind of direction I should give him, because I can't direct and act at the same time.
Wow,
you know?
So complicated. And again, we are talking about 7 minutes, which is like the best song, which is remixed for the dance floor, that people really need to have a good time for 7 minutes, or 3 minute song that need to have beginning and the greatness and then go down, hook and everything. 7 minutes is very short, and put everything, storyline, make this dynamic laughable. I really think that make comedy is one of the toughest genre when it comes to film. People like to cry, but to make people laugh, you really need to make them honestly feel good about laughing. You cannot enforce laughing. No, you cannot.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was very happy because, again, it's a challenge, but it's you're taking a chance, especially with the comedy, because you know, some people will like it, some people won't. I'm sure you know, some people do not understand the film, you know, but
that's their problem.
Yeah, well, you know, but on all the screenings that I went to, the audience were, I mean, the reactions of the audience was amazing. So
that's lovely. And tell us, because the 2016 seems really cool year for you.
It's 2017
super cool. Is coming. I know you cannot talk too much about what the future is bringing to you as an actor, because you also your dream is still much, much bigger, I know. And what is now? What now? What now?
Okay, so very quickly, I just want to mention that 2016, I had very, very successful commercial going on for Slim Jim,
yes,
for 9 months straight, you know, on all the channels, which was very cool. I was on Scandal, I was in Rizzoli and Isles, and I actually filmed this year, I filmed a very, very big film. It's going to be a blockbuster that comes out summer next year. I cannot talk about it too much, but I'm very excited when it's going to come out, because I think it's the biggest film that I've been in, and it's going to be internationally all over the place. Oh. So I'm very, very happy.
We are so happy for you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Diego?
Yes.
We are so happy, because this is an American dream, and this
yes.
is a dream of human, your dream, my dream,
an
your
example.
Dream, Adi. And if things are happening, and eventually after so, so, so many years of hard work, things are going well for all of us, God please, and
yes.
whoever can help us, and being healthy, that's all what we want for 2017, to have a right to work
yes.
in this country and outside of this country, and just be successful, because we are here for that, the creativity, creative people, and people who help people like us, like
yes.
you know, business guy who can really make this put into numbers and knowing we are on the right track. This is something really, really cool. And you both are so different, but so really having the same things on mind, you know, to
yes.
to find their own niche, getting to the people's hearts and brains, and doing good job. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Then, Adi, if somebody wants to knock, call you and say, okay, I want you for audition, I know you have an agency,
right.
probably, who represents you. Who is the agent?
Susan Nathan and Associates. It's the agency. And if people want to reach me, I mean, I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com, obviously, / Adi Spector Official.
A very good name, easy to
thank you.
Remember.
It's Adi Spector with a K, though. Lots of people,
good.
For some reason, write it with a C. And,
yeah,
and
it will be American.
It's because it's not Americanized. I didn't change my last name. My last name was, I was born with it. And in Poland, they pronounce it Spector, so
yes.
it's spelled with a K. Otherwise,
like
it would be Spector.
Spector, that would be different. Then that's how we can get to
Yeah, you can get to me through Twitter, Instagram. If you Google me, you can find a way to... I have a website too, adispector.com, and there is a place that you can actually
contact
me.
You.
That's
again,
not a problem.
On Accent On, we have all information about both of my beautiful guests. I have only 3 minutes, 2 minutes before a show is over, and CBS is coming with the news, hopefully good one.
Okay.
Then what we are wishing for 2017, Mr. Diego?
Well, I'm expecting a super great, amazing year. Actually, I'm going to work with Jeremiah in several projects next year. We are, you know, have a real good vision for this year. With Jeremiah Higgins and HJL Restaurant Advisors, and also with my company, with Marketing Solutions, my mission, I think, is going to spread the word with the entrepreneurs. They need help. I'm open to everybody. I'm not, you know, hunting for money, actually, right now. If somebody needs advice, I'll be there for them.
Oh, right? We like that so much.
Yes, that's...
We really do.
Because, and you know what, Ilona, I think you need to have a purpose in life sometimes. It's just not the money, but you need a purpose. And I think my purpose in life is in some way try to help other people. And that, I think that the way that I find.
And you see, I saw today on TV Lady Gaga, there was short... No, she's a great singer. But that's what she's doing right now. She's driving all around the country and just doing little good things for people. One good thing, she said, if everybody will do one, even something nice to some human, you know, to help them to get through hard time or something, life will be beautiful. And we need to be more compassionate. And if we can give people advice, which is so needed sometimes more than anything else, and can put people on the track for a moment and they know what to do next, that's a very, very beautiful character. And you, Mr. Adi, what about turning the Hanukkah 7 minutes into 60 minutes film? Did you think about this?
People ask me about that. That particular film, I don't have an idea as a feature yet. I'm thinking about actually to turn How to Rob a House as the feature film, as my second film. My first film, the feature film, I'm writing it right now, and it's going to be low budget, one, two location film. So
that's beautiful. Then again, I need to say thank you until I miss something, because I know the next show is coming right after me. Whatever, 1 minute of something that is music oriented. Do you want something lyric? Oh my gosh, I will play a little bit song that is called Faith, which has Spanish guitars, and Ilona Europa said beautiful love song.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.